Champshells took the stage, and the anticipation in the packed auditorium was palpable. This two-man vaudeville throwback comedy team had become the hottest act around, selling out shows wherever they went. The lanky champ stepped up to the mic first. "Why did the chicken cross the road?" Quote. He asked with a goofy grin. "To get to the ugly guy's house." Quote. The joke was an obvious groaner, but champ's partner Shiloh, a rotund man in an oversized suit, slapped his knee and guffawed obnoxiously. The audience erupted into raucous laughter too. This was the champ shill stuck. Champ would tell blatantly bad jokes, stuff you'd hear in a third grade lunchroom, while Shiloh overacted with wheezing belly laughs. But for some reason, crowds found them absolutely hilarious. Comedic greats with sharp, clever routines were dumbfounded by champ shill's success. Jerry Seinfeld once snuck into a sold-out champ shill's show wearing a fake mustache and glasses. But even his seasoned comic eye couldn't understand why the duo's lame puns and slapstick cracked people up so much. Rumors circulated about how champ shill's did it. Hidden laughing gas tanks under the stage. Hypnosis techniques. Mind-altering frequencies only dogs would hear. The truth was simpler. Before every show, Shiloh would sneak into the concession stand and spike the refreshments with an underground laughing serum formulated from exotic jungle flowers. The audience would be chemically primed to giggle uncontrollably. So champ shills rocketed to stardom on the power of putrid jokes and pharmaceutical pranks. Audiences left their shows with stomachs sore from laughing, wondering why on earth they'd found such hacky humor so darn funny. But they kept coming back for more. Now you can relive the magic of champ shills comedy stylings anywhere by pre-ordering their new book, Knee Slappers, The Champ Shill's Guide to Comedy. This 250-page compendium features all of the duo's awful jokes, inane sight gags, and ridiculous slapstick routines. Learn the secrets behind some of their greatest hits, like the chicken crossing gag, along with never-before-seen material, too nonsensical for the stage. Whether you are looking to ruin the mood at a dinner party or need a surefire way to clear a room, this book is sure to leave you groaning. Just don't ingest anything before reading it, unless you want to end up on the floor laughing uncontrollably at jokes that shouldn't be funny in the slightest. Pre-order your copy of Knee Slappers today.